Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Here's the 1-2. Oh, there it goes to deep left center field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a two-run home run. Downtown goes Frazier. He hits a two-run blast to left center. And the Yankees take a 2-0 lead.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Coming to you live from the Roosevelt Studios here in the Bronx, R-S-V-L-T-S. Skidamarinkadinkadink. It's a hat.
That's a hat by them.
Yes. Jakey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Zach, could you turn my headphones up a little bit?
I've got my Roosevelt shirt on. That was me.
Perfect.
Roosevelt shirt on. Shirt on. Davis Bertans hitting free agency this year in the NBA. But we're talking Yankees, baby. We just got a little bit of a dick punch with the Aaron Judge news. I'm doing all right. Clint Frazier makes his triumphant return, which is good. Judge 2.0. So out with one, in with the other. And, yeah.
One is silver and the other's gold.
You know, we got some fun stuff going on, too. Tank returns to the mound. Last time we saw him, he looked nasty. And, yeah, nice chance to beat a Braves team that's pretty good. I don't know. Undefeated at home this year in official Yankee Stadium home games.
Yes.
So I'm doing all right. How are you, Tim?
I'm good. I'm all right. The Braves are fun. I don't have any faith in Enoa for the Braves or their lineup, really, without Acuna and Ozzie. We are now down Judge and Stanton, so that's a different lineup for the Yankees. It's DJ LeMahieu leading off. Voit slides into the two-hole like he did last year when Judge was out. Aaron Hicks batting third. Gio Urshela is the cleanup hitter. How about that? Gleyber Torres behind him, fifth. Mike Ford, 6th. Gary Sanchez, 7th. Clint Frazier in right field. And Brett Gardner in left. No Talkman, which maybe some people could say that. But it's a righty on the bump. And Brett Gardner hits righties better than Talkman hits righties. So stats don't lie. Clint gets his first game. Judge is out. I am a bit annoyed with how the Yankees handled the Judge thing. It's just, I don't like when people think we're dumb.
Right.
And that whole thing. You don't take Judge out of that game last night unless he's hurt. So, no need to do the whole thing. So, that's annoying. Maybe that's a bigger topic for the main podcast today.
Yeah, it's a full thing. I mean, we live in this world, so we sometimes overassume. But, yeah, Judge taken out, they called it lower body tightness, I believe is the phrase. And when they asked Boone what that meant, he mentioned every part of the lower body, hips, hamstrings, calves. Judge said he wanted to play tonight. You're always going to see that quote from the players.
That means nothing as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think if it was a playoff game, I think Aaron Judge would be playing.
Sure, but, and, you know, they have the double off days, so it is a good time to get him some rest, and you get Clint
right
in
off
there, so
of the Stanton injury. So yeah, we'll see. And, you know, they asked Boone if he'd be playing Friday, and Boone said that's a long time away. So
Boone said no, in other words.
He's doing the dance, and I think that's where I'm not as mad about it as I think you initially were.
Oh, it's I just think Judge
every
is going
coach
on the
does this. Yeah, and I don't know. Again, maybe it's parents on the life draft a little bit. I think they're just, especially after the Stanton thing, especially after the Tampa House of Horrors, they take everything. From here on out, we're taking everything as careful as possible. They gave their first inch of leash with Stanton, doubleheader. He gets hurt. Then they see Judge the next game, and then he looks tight. So, we'll see. We'll talk about it more on the main
app. Yeah. I'm fine with being very, very cautious.
Right.
It's just today Boone says, well, I saw him moving out there around out there gingerly, so I took him out to be cautious. And last night he says, oh, I just, you know, he's fine. We just wanted to get him off because of the turf. It's like,
Belichick, baby.
So you just straight lied to us yesterday for no reason at all other than to just lie?
I think he didn't want to sound the alarms. I think he would have had to deal with media and everything. And he said, screw that.
Yeah.
I mean, especially if Judge showed up today and was 110%. you know?
Yeah, but there. Well, this has to have been going on before yesterday. Nothing new happened yesterday. This is something that
they just said the way they was moving in the outfield, right?
Yeah, but then it had to be something they all knew that he was dealing with before that.
Maybe, I don't know. It's a lot of speculation. We'll do it on Talking Yanks tonight.
The Braves lineup: Swanson, Darnell, Freeman, Darnell in second, Ozuna, Duvall, Markakis, Camargo, Riley, Inciarte, and Enoa on the bump. Who's an opener? So they're going to have a long bullpen day. Is this game delayed yet? Are they still on time?
I think they're on time now. I don't think – I haven't seen any tweets. I'd assume they're going to check out the weather and then delay it if they have to, or maybe if it looks like 7:30, they'll announce something like that. But we are in the Bronx. It's raining a little bit. 4:30. We'll see.
It's supposed to rain up until 8, though. I think a slight delay is in play. They're going to get the game in because it's clear from 8 on.
Yeah.
So it might just be a slight delay. But, yeah. The lineup's weird now without Judge. It is different to see Voit, Hicks, or Urshela 2-3-4 when it was, you know, I know Glaber was struggling, but just the names, Judge, Glaber, Stanton,
right,
were there for a long time. Hicks looks good, Voit looks good, and Gio looks good. So that's really good. If Clint can open up hot and get one of those two-week stretches that he had last year, that'd be amazing. Gary saw a lot of pitches yesterday, saw like 30 pitches, but didn't have any results.
Really nice at-bat versus Tukey, that first one. Couldn't line it up. Well, we'll see. He's up in the seventh slot. Clint, 8. Guardy, 9. 40 in the sixth hole. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny. The Braves lineup, I mean, without Albies and Acuna, I mean, just looks a lot different. When we've done our Talking Baseball stuff, we said it looked a little top-heavy. I mean, everyone's a major leaguer. I mean, Nick Markakis, 6, is nice. Austin Riley has a ton of potential in the eighth hole for them. But, yeah, both lineups are looking a little lesser today.
Yeah, those studs are out. Pitching path to victory, everyone's available, and there's an off day tomorrow, so I hope they use the good guys.
Use Britton, man.
Use Zach Britton. Use Chad Green again if it's a close game. Use Ottavino if it's a close game.
Yeah.
Chad should jump Ottavino, in my mind.
I think it's one of those, like, if playoffs started today, he would.
Chad would be 7-8, and Britton would be 9. If playoffs were today.
Yeah.
If it was, like, you must win game.
I agree.
That's what I kind of was thinking yesterday. And, man, I just, what to watch for me, it's DJ.
Mm.
Yes, yeah. Yesterday we said it was, we're not watching unless you make us watch.
Now you've made us.
And now it's 2 games in a row where the first game in Tampa, it was like, DJ's not playing as smooth as second base as he usually does. Yesterday.
It's ugly.
Him, I mean, communication-wise between him and Glaber on the double play ball, then he straight up, like, I know Glaber's struggling as well, so do both of them, and Glaber's not really playing with confidence right now, and we've seen for 2 years that that's a huge thing for young Glaber.
Although up till yesterday, the defense has been
all right. Yeah,
we haven't walked away from a series or a game being like Glaber, you know.
But DJ calling Glaber off for that ball, which was not his ball.
Yeah,
and then they both bobble it. Really weird. So let's not have terrible defense up the middle.
Yeah, it was weird. I literally, as I opened my Twitter to tweet, they need to lock Glaber and DJ in a room and figure it out. You had tweeted those same very words, so that was one of those play something spooky situations. Yeah, man, weird stuff. I think sometimes you do see there is a such thing as a defensive slump, and, you know, one thing leads to another. You know, DJ coming off that series, and then he tries to overcompensate, and then there's the weird double play one, which, you know, Glaber sprinting to the bag because he saw DJ's far away, which kind of threw them both off, which, again, it's tough to pin, like, who that's on. I mean,
that's just communication. They have to know before the ball's hit.
In theory, that's DJ's thing, but you also get, if you see Glaber running over and with today's defense and shift formations and stuff like that, even though it really wasn't. So, you're right. We'll see, man. I'll be honest. I mean, eyes are on Clint. Mostly defensively. He's in right field. He was in right field for Tanaka last year, and we got Tanaka making some you've cat to be kidding me type faces. So Clint, you're up, dude. You've wanted this. It's been a whole thing. Boone and Cashman had to meet with you and talk about what your role will be. A couple hours later, Judge has some lower body stuff. Hey, man, you're getting the start. You're getting at-bats. Make those count. You know, I hope he looks locked in up there, because when he does, it is fun. So get going, Clint, and just catch the balls you're supposed to catch.
Yeah. You know what's going to be nice? And the first time there's a ball in on Clint and he slides to make the catch, Ursetta dives head first to make the catch. That moment will be the first time in my brain where I'm like, ah.
Maybe a stepping stone award.
Maybe he's gotten better. Because he's terrible at coming in on balls. You know, you can close your eyes, picture Gardy running in, sliding like on his legs and catching like a basket catch in his gut or something. You can picture a lot of outfielders doing that. Yeah. It's very, very – Clint doesn't have that in his bag of tricks. He always dives head first, which means it's either hits off his glove and drops or he misses and it goes behind him. So it's the first time we see him come in on a ball and slide, I'll be like, oh, stepping stone.
Houston game last year where he just gave up on diving or coming forward at all.
Because he messed up so many. So, yeah.
Aaron Boone on Clint Frazier. Really proud how he's handled this and the pro he's been, and he's put himself in a good position to earn an opportunity again.
Clint has handled the season and summer camp.
Clint, you hit a couple balls and you catch a couple flies. I think you're going to stick around the team for a little while, bud. So this is what you wanted. Yep. Go do it.
And he's getting, I think, a slop fest of pitching for the first five innings here.
Yeah, he's going to have a chance.
So, go Clint. Anything else? I mean, Ford had two hits yesterday. He really hasn't strung together hits, so it would be cool if he keeps going. He's got a shot to play every day if he keeps giving Boone a reason to pencil him in. And now Clint seems like he's going to get, you know, at least a week full of a lot of run with Judge out.
Voit hits the mammoth ball. Urshela slides up to four. Finally, he gets his reward for... If you listen to Sharp Stats today, he's doing some things that no other Yankee hitters are doing. So, we'll see. Gleyber back in the five hole. You know, interested to see. I was going to say interested to see how everybody's looking. That's kind of what we do here.
With the bullpen available on the off day tomorrow, and Tank probably at 65 pitches.
65-70.
The ideal path, and we just said use the good guys for pitching path to victory, but like if he can give you five, that'd be a really good game for him at 70 pitches. But if Tanaka can give you five, do you go Chad 6-7, Ottavino, Britton? I don't think they will, which is annoying.
Yeah, man. I mean, Chad throws 10 yesterday. Britton throws 6. So I think they're both available. I mean, you want to give Chad 2 after pitching yesterday, I don't think.
But off day tomorrow, if you give Chad one and see how if he has like a 10 pitch first.
Again, I think look what's going on around the team. I don't think they'd push Chad Green at this point in the season.
You're right.
I think they'd follow him up with an inning.
Especially since it's against the Braves and not a division rival, and they already won the first one. This is the exact scenario we said when we were previewing the entire season. We said maybe there's a 2-game set with the Braves and you win the first one. Maybe the second game you go full punt with the bullpen. So maybe they will.
So we'll see. Yeah, I mean, Otto threw yesterday. It's going to be interesting. I mean, I would not be shocked to see if Tank gets through his five. You know, Holder hasn't thrown, and he's been doing good this year. You know, don't be surprised if he gets 5, 6, 7, something like that. So we'll see. Have we seen Loisaga?
No, he hasn't pitched in a while. Maybe
so maybe
the
that's
piggyback.
The plan.
Maybe just Tank to Loisaga.
It's about time. When's the last time Loisaga pitched? Johnny L's. Last night caught an L, and tonight it bounced back.
August 5th.
Okay, so today's the 12th.
6 days.
And you got an off day coming up, and you're going to have a rested bullpen.
So maybe it's Tanaka to Johnny.
Okay, interested. We've been waiting for that.
5-3. 5 innings for Tank, 3 for Johnny.
Britton, keep him regular.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Keep them regular once the playoffs come, for sure. I don't know. I'm kind of confused at how the whole vibe is.
Score. Yeah.
I will say, yesterday was the first time I was getting annoyed.
Okay. I like that.
I actually had feelings for the season that were not happy.
Fire it up.
I thought Chad should have been in soak. We'll talk about it on the main episode. But
teaser.
I thought that was lackluster.
Yeah.
Needed someone to just put out the fire.
Yeah.
So.
Stop the bleeding.
All right. That's the main topic. Let's just move on. Homer draft?
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Do I go first?
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, little shots fired yesterday on the Twitter Homer draft.
Wow, wow, wow. Why, because you were bragging?
You thought I was bragging.
Well, anytime you...
I was anti-bragging.
Well, you were letting people know you got a point.
It was the easiest pick. If I did it, I would have been the town jester. No one's ever called me that. So
you were letting people know.
No. It was the easiest pick. I had the first pick. I took Aaron Judge. He hit a homer. Tatis tied him. It was a layup, and you had a great Voit pick.
Yeah. Thank you.
Bomb. Nuclear.
Yeah, Voit's locked in. You should take him today. I can't take Voit, nor can I take DJ. You can't take Gary. I don't want Gary.
Doesn't want Gary.
I like Ford and Clint, two guys fighting. I feel like one of them opens the game with a homer, and the other hits one in garbage time.
Garbage time.
You know, so it's like two kind of no pressure but good ones. But then I also really, really like Gio.
Yeah, cleanup.
So those are my three. Cleanup, Gio, Clint, and Ford. Mm. And I don't know which one to take first because I don't know what your brain is telling you to do. Right. I believe in Gio the most, and I don't want to lose him. So I'm going to go Gio. You can grab one of the other guys, and then I'll take the other. I'm taking Gio with my first pick.
Would have been hard to pass up Gio. I like the pick. I mean, I have to take Voit. He's looked great. He deserves it. I mean, if he catches another one tonight, jeez.
Voit's numbers are crazy.
He's good. And I'm between two guys that you didn't really mention. I'm between DJ and Glaber. And I think I'm going to go DJ. I think I'll go with the 1-2. Yanoa, as you said, I mean, he's opener, but he's not a scary opener. Can't go wrong with either of those guys. I know DJ's going to give himself a chance, seeing as he's hitting 400. So, yeah, I'll go with the top two in the lineup. Why not? Maybe belly to belly to start the game. Get around. So now that I left your options open, Jim.
920 OPS for Voit.
It's good.
He is good. I'm going to take Clint.
Okay. I like it.
Clint. I'd actually love it if Clint, like, drew a walk first at bat.
Get stupid.
Like, the whole thing is mature Clint.
Yeah.
Mature Clint. Just calm presence. See, we're still wearing a mask?
I'd assume so.
Did you hear the story about those kerchief masks? I actually don't do shit. It's a new WAPO article.
WAPO.
Someone tell Booney. He's a big fan. Apparently, yeah, they said those ones.
It depends on the material, I'd assume.
Are bogus. They give me a rash, so I don't like them. Someone needs to take Hicks one of these days.
Two game set.
I do like Hicks in the stadium, batting lefty. I do like that.
Yeah. There's a lot of good options, man. The two gamer really makes it tough.
Hicks is
weird. I mean, there's not a bad option on the board today, IMO.
Yeah.
No, Gary's going to snap at one point. Guardy at the stadium. Glaber's going to snap at some point.
Yeah, all of Hicks' numbers are good.
Silly.
Besides his meatball percentage.
Swinging bunt. How about that?
I loved it.
Yeah.
No, I like the bunt better than the swinging bunt.
Yeah. That's why, yeah.
The meatball percentage. How about that? All right.
What's up, Espo?
Hold on, I got to...
Hey.
What's that smile on your face?
Hold on.
Lots of meatball.
Okay.
That's all.
Jakey Meatballs.
A meatball stat. Go listen to Sharp Stats. Good episode. And an easy, fun way to inform yourself about what's going on with the 2020 New York Yankees.
Sharp Stats has been killing it.
Girl, you be killing them.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
What's the over-under? I think it's 10.5. Ooh, tank, though. 9.5.
Tank, but abbreviated Tank. Yankees maybe being done with the pen. Opener for the Braves, but I think they've said their bullpen's been good this year. That's all Braves Twitter was talking about.
Well, they got to get to the good guys.
I'll go 9.5.
I said 9.5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I thought you said 10.5. I was like, whoa.
I changed once I realized Tank was on the bump. And it is. Run it away, is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 9.5. Bones.
Huzzah.
So good. Oh, look, this is the music video. There's Zach in it.
Such a big D move when Zach's like, they're like, oh, you're in a band? And the follow-up question is, what you doing? He's like, well, I'm the lead singer. And they're like, oh.
You had a show recently, right?
You just dropped your dick on my table.
How'd it go?
First of all, thank you.
For all the kind words.
Yeah, but it's weird doing like live stream shows because that's all we can do, obviously. Yeah. But yeah, it was still a lot of fun. Had a bunch of people tune in, so happy about
that's
that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do they give you tips?
Do they like?
Yeah, whenever I tune into a music live stream, they're asking for tips all the time.
Oh, no, we didn't.
Not like advice. Monetary tips.
At first, that's what I thought you meant.
People were offering advice.
Yeah, then it,
like, that would be cool. Maybe
sing
like,
better. Yeah.
Maybe like one of those like dueling lead singer type situations.
That'd be really interesting.
You know?
Do you know anyone?
Run away.
Someone who would lose the duel, rather.
The duel has ended.
I'm taking the under. I believe in Tank, and I think the lineup.
That was a good over yesterday. I overthought it.
What was it? It was 10? What was the final score yesterday? Like 20-2?
A lot. 20-2. Final.
I'm 7-9. You're 9-7? Yeah, okay. I'm taking the under. I think it's an easy under, to be honest.
Under. Tank stays looking good. Yanks lineup is looking a little different.
Rainy, sloggy day.
Slog fest.
Yes.
A lot of running the ball.
Yeah. Wet air, you
run
know,
away,
slows down all the homers.
Away. Cole Fuhrer says easy under. Will Stern says it. Everyone's on it.
Well, guys, get off of it.
I'd be a real jackaloon to not take it.
I mean, everyone's. I'd go the. I'm
over.
Yeah, you. They forced your hand. Everyone
Gabriel
was.
Gabriel Ynoa.
No, it's not Gabriel.
That's not even his name.
Yeah,
that's another guy that was in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, yeah, that guy was on the Orioles. I got them mistaken.
What's this guy's name?
It's like Huascarere.
Oh yeah, Huascar or something. Ynoa. It's a drunk name.
Ynoa.
Huascarere Ynoa.
Ynoa.
Drunk name. Sure, he's very nice.
Well, don't speak for people you don't know. He could be a dick.
Could be rude.
Could be an awesome guy.
Could be great.
Could be mild-mannered.
In between.
Could piss himself for fun.
You see Gumby looking like 10 types of sexy after the game?
Yeah. When I see Gumby doing his hair like that, I have Growing Up by Springsteen stuck in my head. Like, I combed my hair. It looked just right. I commanded the masquerade. Gumby like.
I don't know what it is.
Gumby looked good. Can't wait to talk about him.
Gumby. Love him.
Anything else? Is the chat?
Run away. Run away.
See what the chat says.
And we'll see. Let's
Let's
get
all
a win.
Go to the lobby.
Let's how about this? Final little what to watch for. If you read between the lines of me and Jimmy's pregame show there, let's hope the Yanks get an early lead, because if they don't, there's a chance you could see some of the bullpen names you might not want to see. And Yanks might just enjoy their rest, enjoy another rest day, and get ready for Boston.
I think if they don't have the lead, you will see... No, you may, dude, you may see Tanaka to Lasagna no matter what.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you may see Tanaka to Lasagna if we're winning by one, if we're winning by that's five, true. If we're losing by one,
I'm
or we're losing for five.
I'm rooting for
that. That just may be the game plan.
7 days since we haven't seen Lasagna when we just ended a series where we burnt out our pen. So, yeah, I'm in on that. King, is King rested?
Yeah, but I think they like Lasagna
not as
more.
Much as Lasagna. Okay.
You like Lasagna day after or day of?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Tanaka sucks he's in the pitch count. Can everyone go tweet at Trevor Plouffe?
Yeah.
And say, It like so on the Talking Baseball pregame show, and then we'll end this little story quickly. Trevor Plouffe tried to say Tanaka wasn't cute.
So dumb.
So I bombarded him with pictures, GIFs, videos of Tanaka. I don't know if Trev's responded.
Like, he can't. There's no response.
I mean, the response is, okay, I was wrong. He's it's very
like,
cute.
What was the, who had the big rap beef? Was it like 50 Cent and Ja Rule or something like that?
Jadakiss.
Jay-Z and Nas.
Jay-Z and Nas.
Now be cool before one. I swell up your lips like seafood. Pfft, you ain't live in the hood, you live in the woods. It's predicate, Connecticut.
Got him.
That's the Jada kiss.
Is that Jada?
Yeah.
That was good. That's a mix between Jada and Elmo, which I like.
That's Jada.
That's Hove.
That's Hove, yeah. It's the second ha is Jada. Come on.
I knew where I was going with that, and then we just got a... Oh, I was saying the diss track is just over. Like, I don't think there's a response. Like, I think 50 Cent shut up Ja Rule that he had to... To the point he stopped making music. And like you just did that to Trevor Plouffe, basically.
Trev needs to come out and everyone tweet at him and let Trev know, hey, like you can't ignore this. Admit Tanaka's cute.
I ain't mad. I don't want to sound mad. I feel marvelous.
Ah, I don't know if I should have played that part.
Run away. Run away.
1.1 million in a short week.
Now be cool before I swell up your lips like seafood.
Thanks, everyone. We'll see the live patrons after the game. Watch along with us. Otherwise, the ep drops tomorrow. But sign up for Patreon and watch live with us, especially after the nice win tonight.
Well, you can anyone can watch live during the game.
And then, we're going live during the game.
And then after the game for the podcast taping. You can watch live for your patron.
Checking out this viral video or some Nationals ground crew can't handle the tarp field breakdown.
Did you hear the behind the scenes of that?
Add Skittles, man.
Skittles, man. Tough job. All right. See you guys.
Run away.
Breathe in. I'm going to do an acoustic version
Dueling
of the song.
Dueling lead singers.
But one of them is short and sucks.
Both are short, one sucks. Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.